Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a time to serve and how God desires that as we gather together as His body, as the family of God, that we serve one another. And we've been looking each weekday morning at a different aspect of how we're able to serve one another as we gather together and as we go our separate ways from throughout the week. And been using that acrostic serve, and we've looked at a time to share. And when we looked at sharing, we looked at how God has gifted us. We've looked at a time to equip. We've looked at a time to rebuke and repent. And today we're going to pray about the time to visit. Matthew 25, verses 38 and 39, says, "When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" Matthew 25, Jesus is telling this story of a great crowd that ends up being divided, and some are welcomed into the kingdom, others are cast out, it says, into a place of darkness, a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Definitely sounds like a very unpleasant place. But neither group was quite sure why they were chosen for their destination. And Jesus comes along and he tells this story and he says that, well, some of you took care of me. Some of you clothed me when I was naked. Some of you would visit me when I was sick and in prison. Some of you helped me in my time of need. And he tells the other group, you didn't do any of that. I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was lonely and you refused to visit me. The fascinating part to me is both groups kind of had the same answer. When? The one, when did we see you and do all of this? And the other, when did we see you and not do all of this? And the response of Jesus had to do with how they were treating those that were considered least. He said, as much as you've done it or as much as you've not done it to the least of these, my brothers, you've done it or you've not done it to me. And it ought to be a very convicting passage to recognize that God's desire is that we serve Him. And He evaluates that based on how we serve others. Now, when we talk specifically about this time to visit, I think that is like everything else in life, done in a variety of ways according to the need of the moment. And sometimes it's easy to hear that and to think immediately, I need to go to someone's house. And if God is prompting you to do that, if that comes to your mind, then you probably ought to do that. Or at least check with them as if that's desired, if that's okay. But I also think, as I consider in this week's devotion and prayer time, this context of the gathering of the body of Christ, the context of coming together, that sometimes we simply need to visit one another when we're together. There are times I hear stories, and not so much here at Deer Run. We do a pretty good job, I think, conversations with people seem to indicate of making people feel welcome. But there's always those cases and those incidents where someone will come in and leave and they'll say, no one at all spoke to me. And there's always a sense of sadness, and sometimes it's the person's fault, if you want to say fault. I mean, that's I'm one of those that I go visit a church, and my fear of people is such that I don't seek others out. I try to avoid contact if possible. I don't make it easy for them to visit me, to speak with me. And so sometimes it's kind of on me. But there are other times that, well, we just don't want to talk to someone we don't know. We don't make that effort. We don't visit those that come to us. One of the reasons that I try to do a lot of fellowship type events, we have a BFF night coming up this Sunday night at 5:30 p.m. here at Deer Run. Just a casual meal. We'll be having pulled pork and chips and nothing fancy, just a time to gather around a meal and to visit with one another. Get to know each other. Food and fellowship with some Bible mixed in. And so we gather with our BFFs and we visit not just with them, but with people of the congregation, people that come that we may not know that well. And so this time to serve is a time to visit. As we visit, we get to know life stories. We get to know history. We get to know the heart of a person. And in a sense, it becomes practice for taking that visiting outside of the building. But I think if we're not willing to visit with people that we're sitting in the same room with, that we're worshiping God together with, it's probably not likely we're going to think about visiting them throughout the week when we're not together. And I think in today's culture especially, that visit may look differently. It may take on different forms from time to time. It may be a visit to someone's home. It may be a visit through a phone call or a messaging app or something of that nature. It may be a visit through a card that lets them know that you're praying for them, that you're thinking of them. We have ways to enter into the lives of others, to encourage them, to lift them up, to let them know that they're thought of. And we use those means and those ways according to how God convicts us, according to how He prompts us, according to how He makes access available. And what a privilege it is to be able to serve God by visiting with others. To recognize that when we visit the lonely, when we visit the sick, when we visit the prisoner, whether it's a legal prison of justice or whether it's a prison of physical or mental health, we visit Jesus. And I suspect that most Christians, if given the opportunity, if they would hear and believe that tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Jesus is going to be at such and such an address, welcoming visitors, I think we would go. I think we would want to visit. I think we would clear our schedule. At least I hope we would. If we believed it, if we knew that it was true. And Jesus says, when we visit those that are considered the least of these. And again, I've said this before, I don't really like that term. I know it's a term in the Bible, it's a term that Jesus uses, and I understand what He's getting at. But I always want to make it clear, that term does not mean that there are those that have less value. Not to God and should not be to us. But there are those that are overlooked by society, that culture and life seems to label and categorize as the least of these. And we all know who they are. Sometimes it's us. And when we visit those that no one else wants to interact with, God says we're visiting Him. And when you consider that, and when you keep that in mind, we ought to be tripping over ourselves in trying to visit people, in trying to visit with people. As we spend time praying today, the question is, what will I do? Do I want to visit with Jesus? Do I believe what He says about what I do for the least of these among us, I do for Him? How does my life show it? But most importantly, perhaps, is what do I do today that serves others? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. In our time of need, in our time of desperation and hopelessness, You visited us in the person of Jesus. You visit us here on earth 2,000 years ago. You continue to visit us by Your Spirit to bring about a conviction, a sense of need. A need for You. Father, today, help us to consider those around us, even as we gather on Sundays or whatever other time we gather together as the body of Christ. May we be mindful of this instruction to serve others by visiting with them, by spending time, by listening, by encouraging, by correcting, by helping, by understanding the need and doing what we can to meet it. But Father, not simply when we gather together, but may that be practice and training for our ability to visit with others. Some that come and gather with us and some that can't. And may You open up those avenues in our mind to consider what it looks like to visit the lonely, the prisoner, the sick. And Father, may You bring about a spirit of conviction in our life. May we have an understanding of the needs of others. May we use the means available to us, the transportation we have, the phone lines we have, the mail system that we have, to reach out and visit with others, to encourage them. Father, may we find joy in doing that as we realize that it's Jesus we're doing that for. That as much as the people that we visit are encouraged and lifted up and built up by that time, that it's actually Jesus that is being ministered to, because we're being obedient to Him, we're sharing Him, we're making Him known. And so, God, today, as we live life, as we go about the tasks that are before us, as You bring people to our mind, as those around us become obvious of their to us of their needs, May we consider today the opportunities to serve you. And Father, as we commit anew to this practice of visiting, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus, that makes him known, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.